create in him a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within him. And he asked the Lord, he said, don't cast me away from your presence, But yes, put that verse up there for me. He said, verse 11 said, your Holy Spirit, verse 11 from me in Psalms 51. I need to get that up there. And he said, go down to verse 11, says, cast me, create, first he said. He's asking God to hide his face. Notice that word face. Hide your face from my sins. That's what God has to do. Hide his face from your sins. Hide not your, hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create. Notice this word create. It's a creation. A total different person. You look alike, you have the same about you, but now you're changing. He said, create in me what? A clean heart, O God. It has to be made over. He creates a clean heart, and he renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not, notice, thy Holy Spirit from me. You don't want to lose the Holy Spirit. When Samson shook himself, thought he had the Spirit of God, but the Spirit had departed, so he was not the same man. Verse 12 says, there's a restoration. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then it goes on, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto me. But if you notice that David is praying and said, make me over. Make me into a new person. That's why if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Old things. Well, what would the old things be? Not just smoking and drinking. That's not. It's the old Adamic nature. Your nature. The old nature that we receive from Adam. He says that give me a new heart, O Lord, and a right spirit. Create that within me and renew a right spirit within me. Then don't cast me away from your presence. And you know, God heard that. God answered him. And David travailed and sought God. And in the 17th chapter of the book of Psalms, verse 15, when I say the 17th chapter, your heart should just go fast because we've touched it. And verse 15, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. See? I will behold. See the word face? When Psalms 51, he said, hide not your face from me. Okay? The word face. Go, let it go over and over in your mind. The face of God. The face of God. Do not hide your face, Lord, for me. I said, for as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. Now, You remember David sinned and he was unrighteous, fell into sin. But he found a way out of it was God had to wash him, cleanse him, and purge him with hyssop, and then he would be clean. Then he said, don't hide your face from me, O Lord. Then he goes on now, as for me, I will behold thy face. And I'm going to see you. I'm going to look upon your face. But the way that I'm going to look upon your face is that I'll be a righteous man. I will be created in the righteousness of Christ. I shall be satisfied. Notice. All of the world. And David had everything, didn't he? Money, houses. He was king. But yes, there was a longing inside of David that the world doesn't give. But here now he's saying, I will be satisfied. When? When will he be satisfied? When will you be satisfied? Are you satisfied now? Are you satisfied with the life you have? Are you satisfied with a new car, a house, a better job, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband or wife, children? No? All that, I mean, most of those are good, but what about the satisfaction that comes from Christ? Or the satisfaction that nobody can give you? He said, we had a scripture where David said, the psalm said, who have I in heaven but you? And there's none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. Remember that scripture? Then he's asking God now, and he's telling God, said, first in Psalms 51, he's saying, I was created in sin, born in sin. And if you leave me like that, then when I resurrect, you will not love my image. You will not like the image that I will resurrect. You will despise that image. David's saying, Lord, what I have right now is that I have a heart that's not clean. I have a heart that's not right. But I want you to create in me a new creation. Make me over. And if you do this, then I will see your face in righteousness and I will be satisfied. When I awake, notice, when I awake in with thy likeness, when I awake, somebody said, but I go to bed and I awake. That's not it. Is that David said, when I die and at the second advent, because David knew about the second advent. At the second advent, when I die and I awake. See, the second advent is a waking up. It's a waking up from the dead. Amen. It's a time when we God wakes us up. But Paul was saying that awake thou that sleepeth. It's high time to awake and arise and awake from the dead. And Christ will give you what? Give you light. Is it light? Life? Light? Whatever. He gives you light. That's the eternal light. Jesus is light. There's only one light. And unless you have Jesus, you're in darkness. So the scripture says that I will behold his face in righteousness and I will be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness, because this is the goal. This is the whole purpose of God when he said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, verse 27, he said, let us make man in our, in our image, our own image, and in our likeness. So God created man in his image and his likeness, but man lost that. Adam lost the image of God. And then Adam took on another image in the, is it the fourth or the fifth chapter of Genesis, you should have your Bibles, where Adam begot a son, but this son was not Seth. This son was not in the image of God. It was in the image of Adam. Seth was not in the image of God. But in the fifth chapter of Genesis, verse 3 says, and Adam lived 130 years and begot a son. Notice, in his own likeness and after his image. And he called his name Seth. Now, this was not the image of Genesis chapter 1. God said, let us make man in our own image. So God, and in our likeness, so God made man in the image. Adam was made in the image and in the likeness of God. But Adam lost that when he fell in sin. So now he produced a son. But this son, Seth, we're dealing with Seth. There are many others, Seth, and other human that were made even unto us. But I'm dealing with Seth. But Seth was not in the image of God. Seth was in the image of Adam, his father. And in the image of Adam, Adam began to produce children after his own image and his own likeness, and not after the image and the likeness of God, because he had lost it. It became marred, the image of God became marred in Adam. It was marred, like the vessel, the potter's vessel, was marred in the hand of the potter. But something had to be done to that vessel. It had to be broken. And then God made a new vessel. When our hearts became marred in the hand of the potter, he has to break it. And what the scripture says, what does God love? The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, broken and a contrite heart, he will not despise. So David said, now the problem was in the heart of man. So he said, create in me. I found out what's my problem. The problem is in the heart that's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So I want you to create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew not a wrong spirit, because it was because of a wrong spirit why Adam wanted to be like God and follow the devil and disobeyed God. That was a wrong spirit. But a right spirit would be a spirit that loves God, that follows God, that obeys God. So he said, I want to have a spirit that will not be jealous, covetous, and desire anything beside you. And that was a work that only God could do by his spirit. And it says there, give me a new heart, creating me a clean heart. When Adam moved away from God, hid from God, is because there was something inside of him that did not want God. He lost the desire that wanted God. Remember? He walked with God. God walked with him in the cool of the day. And they communed. You don't know what went on there. You don't know how much of God was revealed there, where Adam could name those animals. There was a spirit in Adam that he knew God. But when he fell, he didn't want to be in the presence of God. And he brought sin. He brought death and rebellion in the family. And the scripture says, we were in Romans quickly, verse 5. Somebody help me. Romans 5, verse. For since 12. Wherefore, Romans 5. Wherefore, as by one man, And this one man was Adam. He lost the image of God. And when he did, he took on another image of Psalms 51. And David had that. And David said, I received it from my mother's womb. I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. And he said that my problem is my heart. He said, I wouldn't kill that man unless I had a bad heart or something like that. My spirit was not right. God, what David was saying, Lord, that, you see, David got on God's side. Here's what happened when you acknowledge your sins. You're getting on God's side and you say, Lord, I see the way you see it. If you say that sin is wrong, Lord, I believe it. I'm on your side, although I made a mistake and I did it, but I acknowledge my transgression. I'm agreeing with you. I'm not covering up, because he that covers his sin shall not prosper. But it's the one that confessed it and forsake it. So he said, I'm not hiding it like Adam did. But I'm acknowledging it. He said, I know, Lord, that thing is wrong in your eyes. And if it's wrong in your eyes, then it's wrong in my eyes. Although I did it. I'm on your side. I agree with you against my sin. I acknowledge it, Lord. And I acknowledge it that it's wrong. And I feel the same way about my sins as you do. My mistake and my wrong, I don't cover them. But I'm showing it to you, Lord. And because you said there's a judgment on it and the wages of sin will bring death, I deserve it, Lord. But, Lord, there's a problem in me. That if you leave me just like I am, I'm going to go right back because I have the nature of sin. So I need you to take it away from me. And how? I want you to wash it away. I want you to create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Said, I know what's going on in my heart. I have sin in my heart. In other words, I should have given you that place. But instead, I give it to another. I should have been on your side. But instead of that, Lord, I took side with the enemy. I took side with the devil. And I know that I'm in the flesh. And flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither do it corruption. None of these. So I've got to get out of this corruption. I fell in sin. The psalmist said in Psalms 40, he said, I fell into a deep ditch. An horrible pit. You know what that horrible pit is? It's not somebody digging the sidewalk. But the horrible pit was the fall of the human nature. That's a horrible pit. Inside of you and I, it's a deep pit of sin. I fell into an horrible pit. You got caught. You got captured. And you're bound by sin. David said, Lord, I fell in it. I fell in a horrible pit. And it's only the Lord could come down and save me. Because it's a pit that has no bottom. Sin has no bottom. You keep going down in it and sinking in it until the end comes. And it's only the loving hand of a Redeemer that can reach down and lift us up out of the darkness of sin. I fell into the very arms of death because the wages of sin is death. But God had a gift. And the gift of God is eternal life. God had a gift. Because when you and I fell in sin, God came with a gift. Can you imagine? You don't reward somebody that offends you with a gift. Vengeance. But he came with a gift. When the first Adam fell in Adam, all died. Are you reading? In Adam all died. Verse 12. Wherefore by one man, sin entered into the world. And death by sin. So, look at that. Death. That doesn't mean, natural appointed death once. But it's the second death, where you never be resurrected after second death. Pass upon all men. For that all of sin. The wages of sin is second death. In that all of sin. For until the law, sin was into the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned. Notice what was reigning. Death reigns. When he said death reigned, death was king. How would you like to have King Death over you? Are you listening? How would you like to have King Death over you? Well, that's what happened when you don't accept Christ as your Savior. Death is still king over your life. But Jesus Christ came to destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. Because the children were all their lifetime subject to bondage and were afraid of death. Nevertheless, death reigns from Adam to Moses. Even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure. Notice, slow down. Who is the figure of him that was to come? Who was that? That was Jesus Christ. Verse 15. But now does the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, who was that one? Many be dead. Look at that. Many be dead. And the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, notice, the gift, had abounded unto many. Verse 16. Verse 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace. King Grace. Grace became king. Great is called a throne of grace. God replaced that offense with a throne. The throne of grace. King Jesus. The grace of God. That bringeth salvation. Much more the grace of God and the gift of grace. Which is. Look at that. Which is by one man, the gift of grace. That's Jesus Christ, hath abound unto many. And not as it were by one man's sin, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. He took all your sins, and then he gave you justification. As if you've never sinned. You ought to be shouting. All right, we go back there now. If by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Notice who was reigning, King Death. Why? Because of the fall and the transgression of Adam. So when King Grace came, Jesus, death was dethroned. And now grace reigns unto righteousness. Grace reigns unto life, eternal life.
And you've got life tonight. You have eternal life because of the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. Listen, you and I, we were not in the garden with Adam, thank God. But here we are in another garden. The garden called the church with Jesus. Where we receive the free grace of God. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, notice, by one, Jesus Christ. If you ever get that word one in you, my Lord, you'll give up that other one, that fear. You'll give up that other one that brought death and offense in your life, and you would stick to the one that gave life and life and justification and then glorification. You would not be worried and bound up by the fall, but you'll be rejoicing with the free gift of deliverance. That's it. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, look, you see they're comparing. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift. We don't understand. Hold on. The free gift. The free gift means that everything that God has is yours. Can you get that now? The free gift. Just like how we inherit everything in the fall of Adam, we got all of his nature. We got his sin. Now with Jesus, you'll get the nature of God. You'll awake in his likeness, and I'll be satisfied when I awake in his likeness. It's the free gift to be made in the image of God. It's a free gift because this corruptible cannot enter into the kingdom of God, but it has to change. This corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal. So it's a total change from the first Adam. Nothing that you had for the first Adam is going to be in the kingdom. Everything. And the last thing you're going to drop off is this body that keeps you in this dimension. And he is going to give you a new body, a body like his own. A body like his own glorious body. You're not even going to get to keep this one. That's why, if our earthly house of this tabernacle were to be dissolved, don't worry. Come on, don't worry. Lift up your heads, rejoice. Because we have a building not made with hands. An eternal building, a glorious body, like unto his own glorious body. So David look around, he says, there's got to be something better than what I have. And Paul said, when I would do good, evil is present with me, O wretched man that I am. He said, I need deliverance, but who shall deliver me from the body? See that? The body of this death. Then he realized, oh my God. He had a revelation. He said, I thank my God. Hello, help me. I thank my God through Jesus Christ. That deliverance. Paul wanted to do good, but he was chained to an old man. He was chained to the whole Adam. So every time he wanted to do good, he couldn't because that old man was chained to him. And Peter said, I'm getting ready to put it off. To put off this and to put on a new one.
the body that you have, that reserved in heaven for you, it's a glorious body, like in the very likeness of God. David said, I'm looking forward to it. He said, I don't want to be resurrected in Psalms, 73:20. With this despised image. That's the Adamic image. I don't want to be resurrected, but I want to be resurrected in the next Adam. Because as we're born the image of the first Adam, and you have it, you bore it. As we're born the image of the first Adam, 1 Corinthians 15. Even so, we will bear the image of the last Adam or the second man. Now, you think of all the pains that you have and disappointment and ache you have in this body. But in that body, there is no pain, no more sickness, no more dying. No more crying, no more tears. For the former things are passed away. Why? Why there's no dying? Because the body you receive cannot die. You will change from natural, mortal, to incorruptible, immortal, as he is. Remember, God only has immortality. But that's what we're going to receive, the quality of God. Romans 2, verse 7. But you've got to seek for it. To them who by patience, continuance in well-doing, seek for glory and honor, immortality, eternal life. So I will be satisfied when I awake. That's resurrect. That word awake is a resurrection. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In the likeness of Jesus, in the resurrected body that Jesus had, a glorious body. Because if the Father is immortal, his children must be mortal, so that they can dwell, we can dwell with him forever. So Jesus Christ came and he brought life, light, and immortality to light through the gospel. So you and I can see that. And the goal is to be like him. Amen. Paul said it also. He pressed towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. What would that be? There's nothing God can give you more than be like his son and have the nature of Jesus, the nature of the last Adam. Because as we are born the image of the first Adam, we shall also bear the image of the last Adam. Amen. God bless you. Amen.